Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to introduce you this morning to the Public Health Responsibility Deal and set out the main areas of activity that it covers. And I also want to show how it is already being used to bring about change at local level, but also include some suggestions about how this mechanism could be used to enhance the sort of health improvement work at that level. So Public Health Responsibility Deal is one of the key public health initiatives that has been launched by Secretary of State Andrew Lansley, and it was launched in March last year. This initiative really emphasises that everyone has a role to play in improving public health, and it is sort of founded on the belief that sort of a good deal can be achieved through partnership working and through voluntary agreements. And this is the type of approach that lends itself very well to work at local level. So just to sort of quote from Secretary of State, he believes very strongly that public health is everybody's responsibility. We all have a role to play working in partnership. The initiative is also sort of founded on the view that regulation can be extremely costly, and it can also take years to introduce regulations. I think Secretary of State's made very clear that he is very willing to regulate in areas where that is sort of necessary and is proven to be the best approach, and you will see that many of the initiatives relating to tobacco control, that is indeed the approach that this government's taking. So kind of big displays of tobacco will be covered up in supermarkets and large shops from April this year. We've seen the government take forward proposals to end sales of tobacco from vending machines, and also it's going to have a sort of consultation looking at whether plain packaging of tobacco products might make an additional contribution to public health. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today. So in terms of the responsibility deal, this slide's probably not that easy to see, but there are five networks taking forward work. One on alcohol, one looking at food, another on health at work, the role of employers in promoting health in the workplace, one on physical activity, and another on behaviour change, which is chaired by Paul Lincoln, who spoke this morning, which sort of underpins the work of those other networks. Secretary of State himself co-chairs the Food Network, but the full ministerial team is very involved and committed to this agenda, and each minister co-chairs kind of one of the networks. When we launched the deal last March, we had 170 partners, and this the sort of number of partners continues to grow, and we're now at around sort of 350. Partners include all of the major retailers, so supermarkets like sort of Tesco's, Aldi, Sainsbury's, but it also covers some really big food manufacturers like sort of Heinz, Unilever, and the vast majority of the drink producers in this country. So we've had really, really significant engagement at a national level. And we think that this provides a sort of mechanism or a way of working which people may wish to build on at local level. So if I start with the food network, there have been three very significant pledges that were launched last year. The first was on out-of-home calorie labelling, encouraging organisations to publish how many calories are available, are kind of present in a variety of foodstuffs. We've had significant sign-up to this pledge, and now a third of all food outlets, including sort of McDonald's and Subway, Pret-a-Manger, are actually now publishing that calorie information. Again, I think it's a very good opportunity at local level to encourage some of the smaller outlets to sort of follow suit here. On salt reduction, the responsibility deal builds on the work that was developed by the Food Standards Agency, and a whole range of players have been encouraged to reduce the salt content of over 80 different types of food. And this has very significant public health benefits, reducing the number of kind of strokes that people have across the country. And our work in this area is seen as world-leading by organisations such as the WHO. There is another pledge which concerns the removal of artificial trans fats. And again, this is sort of removing hydrogenated oils from a range of foodstuffs. And again, we have a very good sign up there, and sort of about 60% of all products which are on sale have now had those trans fats removed. In terms of sort of what can be done at a local level to amplify this work, we would encourage you to ask organisations in your local area, perhaps some of the smaller players, to sign up to the national level pledges, or otherwise to take action which is in kind of in keeping with the spirit of the deal. Now, we've made national guidance available on our website, which can be taken out into sort of local organisations. There's guidance there about removing artificial trans fats. We're developing guidance about how to sort of make food healthier in Chinese and Italian restaurants. I think there are particular issues there to do with sort of soy sauce and some of the ingredients that are used, but those products can be made healthier. And there's also some guidance which the FSA produced, which I think has got a really great catchy title, which is sort of Tips on Chips. And that is just showing to people that not only can they improve the healthiness of their product, they can also save money through using sort of less salt. There are lots of initiatives to kind of reduce the number of holes in the salt shakers, to sort of shake the chips, so kind of a lot of the oil drops out, and to sort of use fatter chips, which have a smaller surface area than sort of thin chips. So these are some sort of very practical steps that organisations can take that really do sort of start to make a difference. So in terms of alcohol, a number of pledges here. Many are directed at improving the information that is available about the harms associated with alcohol and also the unit content of different drinks. And we would expect sort of 80% of all products which are sold in the in England by the end of this year to have that information. But some of these pledges are also designed to take forward useful action at local level. So there's a pledge on tackling underage sales of alcohol. There's another pledge which is about supporting community action to tackle alcohol harm. So again, we very much hope that this national level initiative will enhance local efforts. The Health at Work pledges are again ones which particularly lend themselves to local level action. Dame Carol Black, who heads up this initiative, is very focused on developing pledges which set out very simple, practical actions that any organisations can take to improve the health and well-being of their workforce. And this activity isn't just sort of kind of fluffy stuff. It also has been proven to have a positive impact on companies' bottom line. So through improving health, you reduce sort of sickness absence and increase the productivity of the workforce. And some of the things we are encouraging organisations to offer here are sort of health checks to their staff, to introduce sort of measures to make the food available in staff restaurants healthier, less salt, water freely available, more fruit, and also to encourage staff to stop smoking and to make time available in work time for people to attend cessation services if they want to. So we think a lot of these initiatives are ones that could be adopted by companies of any particular size, and we'd encourage you to publicise these initiatives. The fourth network is on sort of physical activity. And again, there's a number of different pledges here which are aimed at getting more people more active. So sort of more people swimming, running, cycling, travelling to work in active ways rather than sort of passive ways. There's an important pledge around inclusion, which is getting companies to do what they can to actually increase physical activity levels across all the members of their local communities, particularly the sort of disadvantaged communities. We have sort of focused activity at a national level on collective pledges, which are pledges that we want many organisations to sign up to. But there is also the ability within the responsibility deal for an individual company to make an individual commitment or an individual pledge. And many of these are pledges which have, you know, very kind of helpful benefits at local level. So the first pledge that I'm going to introduces one made by Street Games, which is to help 50,000 people living in deprived areas make doorstep sports a regular part of their lives. And that was sort of voted in last year, and we hope that this work will continue. Another pledge is one that was made by the Association of Convenience Stores, which is to work with its members to roll out Change for Life branding into 1,000 stores. Change for Life is the national public health marketing campaign which encourages people to eat more healthily, to get more active, to drink less. So that's a very helpful partnership. And it is also this pledge work to improve the fruit and vegetables that are available in stores, often in very deprived areas. What this pilot project has shown is that not only has this increased the sort of purchase of fruit and vegetables in these stores, but it's actually been good for the store's profitability overall, and actually it's led to increase their sales. So that's been a real kind of win-win. So I would like to sort of finish there. There's a very sort of quick canter through the responsibility deal, but I hope this has shown you the potential that this mechanism has, this sort of a voluntary approach has for improving people's health and well-being. We've heard recently about some work that's been taken forward in Sutton and Merton, which is very interesting. They've appointed their own sort of responsibility deal coordinator who is going to go out and work with local organisations to take forward some of these initiatives. So that sort of coordinator will be stimulating employers to offer a range of sort of life checks and smoking cessation and other health improvement initiatives to their staff, but also to take forward some of the work on the food side around sort of preparing healthier food for that local population. So kind of as the responsibility for public health transfers from PCTs to local authorities who have this sort of broader remit, we hope that sort of more and more local authorities will take steps of this type. So thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.